Good morning, citizen lobbyist. What a beautiful morning it is out there. Light snow falling down. It's almost like winter.
It's supposed to be a real winter day. There's supposed to be quite a bit of snow. We'll see if we get as much as they predicted, but the skiers should be happy with what's happening.
Oh, yes. It's already been great, and we're looking toward a foot and a half of more snow up in Independence Mine and that whole kind of area. It's just, wonderful. Wonderful opportunity to be out there.
When we're talking about all the push now behind a downhill resort up there, this makes that argument look a lot better when you've got all this snow up there. They
yep.
normally do have snow, but this is an extraordinary year now.
Yes, and the temperature has been relatively mild, but not too warm to wash stuff away, and all that is good. Well, okay, this week we've had the borough assembly not meet, but we've had the school board meet. And I understand you listened to that meeting. I was doing a presentation at the Palmer Historical Society with Lee Henriksen yesterday, so I missed a part of that. So let's hear what happened at that meeting.
Well, I turned in a little late too, Mike, but we can go over what the agenda was, and I'll tell you where I got to jump in. They did have an opening. I guess they had a full house there. They had the Cub Scout color guard that opened the meeting. That's always fun. So
yes.
They had quite a few scouts in there and lots of kids and I think teachers too, because they introduced several new principals. But it sounds like all the board members were there and present. They had a report on a blended academy report, which is something they've had before. I wasn't there for that report, but it has to do with introducing digital media, I think, along with teaching, so that gives them an ability to kind of spread their curriculum around and offer good curriculum at all their schools by having a teacher that can do it long distance. So didn't see it, but everybody had lots of comments about it at the very end, saying that they thought this was the right way to go, and got overall good reports about it.
Well, good.
That'll probably come up again as they expand the program a little bit, which is kind of where they've been working at. And then they did introduce lots of new principals this year. Birch Tree Charter School is going to have a new principal. Butte Elementary School is going to have a new principal. That elementary principal has been there, I think, Mr. Kitchen, for some 15 years or something. A long time he's been there.
Right.
Swanson Elementary School is going to have a new principal. And they introduced all of those principals and had them speak. And it sounded like there were some previous people that had worked, particularly I jumped in about the time they were introducing the Swanson's principal, who seemingly came from the Kinnick or Gooseberry area. And several of her colleagues from that area were there to support her, saying they were going to miss her, but they really knew she'd do a great job. And they liked having sort of the conduit there between a school here in Palmer in the core area and then one out there. They loved having that relationship, and that's always good to hear.
Right.
Then they had an idea, I guess, so to speak, or they have some legislation headed to the borough having to do with what they call COPs, I think, CUPs, conditional, what they're trying to do is take the money that they're paying in rent at certain facilities around the city, which is extraordinarily high right now. The Matsu Central School is in a building there on top of the legislature that they're paying pretty high rents on.
Right.
Their Midnight Sun, I think, is another one. American Charter. There's several places that they're paying rent to landlords. And what they want to try to do is do kind of what the borough did with the fire station, and that taking in lieu of rent, go ahead and purchasing those buildings so that they can kind of control their own destiny a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
And so this is something would not have to go to the voters. It would be up to the assembly.
So this is not a bonding. This is a way around having to go and press bonds, right? Okay.
It does make the borough obligated to those buildings. So that obligation is there. But the revenue has been a constant stream of revenue for those schools for a long time, and the projection for enrollment, is just about as far as anybody can see, is that they'll be needed to be occupied. And they're already doing the maintenance on them, a lot of it. Some maintenance is done by the building owners, but a lot of those, even the school district is pitching in at this point anyway.
So is this something that, was there any indication of a discussion with the borough about how the borough would receive this?
Oh, they have to have borough's blessing on it.
Right. I'm just thinking, though, yeah, sometimes when you go to one meeting, the school board meeting or the assembly meeting, the question is, have people talked about this before, you know, manager to superintendent, others?
I've heard it come up in some of the testimony that when the district employees have been there during the assembly meeting, that they were talking about this, that this was an idea that they were working on.
Okay.
They've listed out for them the particular ones that they're looking of doing, and what, you know, like I said, Master Central is one of them, and the transportation site that they are using, the busing site.
Right.
So these are all sort of things they've talked about, but they'll present their resolution now that it passed and take it to the assembly and have a formal introduction.
Okay.
And I'm sure I would hope that they've talked to them individually. Now, the borough assembly is not a stranger to COPs. They've done it for the last two fire stations that they've built, they've done it this way. And this is, to me, even a better deal than the fire stations were, because they have, you know, rents already being paid by the school district. And that's not going to change. They're still going to pay rent, but they're just going to own the buildings.
So they being the borough will own the building, or?
Right.
And so they will be paying to pay off
the
money. Yeah, used to buy the building, right. But at least at the end of the day, you end up with some. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so at least they end up with something tangible. It's like, you know, the difference, I guess, between people who want to rent forever and not really have any, they can only do so much to the building as far as expanding it or changing rooms around, because they're not the, you know, you don't own the building and you don't have any stop if they decide that rents go up. And so they're trying to, you know, it's always in business, and everybody wants these entities to work like business. It's always an advantage, or almost always an advantage, to own the building that you're occupying.
Okay.
So you can at least control those costs. So we'll see what it is. I kind of have an idea who I think will be for it and who may have some pause, give it some pause. But, it, you know, in a downed economy, this makes sense to do it at this point in time. So let's see what happens with that one.
Okay.
And then they had quite a robust conversation and kind of surprised me on setting their meeting schedule for next year. The way it works out with the borough or the school district, they meet every other Wednesday.
Right.
And looking at the calendar this year, they're running into a lot of holidays, one being Thanksgiving. And so they were going to have to go in long gaps between any meetings, which I know at least Member Rutherford was not comfortable with. She thinks that the school district has a lot going on and that they should have regular meetings. So the administration had brought in a proposed schedule in front of them that's quite a bit different than what they're used to. And they couldn't quite wrap their head around it. There were people that wanted more time to look at it and see how it was going to work out and if there were better solutions to what they had set. So they kicked that down the road to have a work session on it at the next meeting. So they're going to meet at 5 and talk about this.
Oh, okay.
That seems sort of an interesting approach. Then they had quite a long discussion about their about belonging to the Association of Alaska School Boards. You know a lot about this.
AASB, right.
We're on the school board meeting, and I'm told that there's been angst about that over the years, sort of a split on whether they should or not. It's not an inexpensive thing, but in the scope of their budget, it's not a real expensive thing. And it's just a different in philosophy whether you go and kind of act as a lone wolf and try to work with legislators and work with your own issues, or you sort of see it holistically as all the districts have something to work together on, which seems like at this point in time is a better way, because that's what the legislator is saying, that we should, you know, share costs and share curriculums. And it seems like an odd time to really push breaking away from this unit. But there certainly has had that conversation before.
Well, how did the conversation end up this time?
So Mr. Larson, apparently a couple of meetings back, they had a presentation from the head, because this has been brewing for a while. Their membership was due in January, and there had been some angst about it. So they had the head of the
AASB
association come and speak to them. But apparently that meeting ended with Mr. Larson saying he still had some personal issues with it. And so at this meeting, Mr. Larson indicated that he still had issues with it, and that he was unhappy because they hadn't reached out to him, or hadn't reached out to the school board to answer all of their issues. And he wanted to kick it down the road for 6 months to see if they really performed, which I'm not sure is an option. No one seemed to know if you could just buy a 6-month membership to this organization. And it was indicated by a couple of other members that they did indeed reach out to him, but he was the one that didn't really want to meet with them alone. He thought
it was
more
okay.
a board thing. So there's a lot of confusion going back and forth. The long and short of it ended up is they're going to take it up at their, I think, at the beginning of April meeting.
So, did they pay the bill, or what?
Apparently not. Not until April, when they can talk about it again.
Okay. Well, in full disclosure, I had served on the school board for some years, and I also served on the AASB board of directors. And my impression, you're right, I think, in point to a basic philosophical question of whether someone believes that the district should be on its own, basically, or work with others. I know of no other way, really, in which districts, school boards in particular, can work together with other districts. And I do know that the sessions that I've participated in suggest, and knowing other school board members who have participated, you sort of get what you participate in. In other words, if someone, the association has a number of activities that are offered, and they have a very well thought out process for developing guidelines that guide the association's work, particularly during the legislative session. This happens early in the session. It was my impression, having gone down to Juneau and participated, that I very often had a very, very solid understanding of where a particular legislature was at the beginning, and that bore out by watching throughout the process and coming up with the end, and also what strategies would be best used, so that when we're talking about something like the basic student monies, this isn't something that one district is going to be affected by. It's a decision that affects all districts. And if you're not involved in that process, so that you can come up with a valid position, a strong position, it's very, very difficult to say, well, we will somehow affect it. And that one decision, a basic student allocation, is so incredibly powerful in affecting the monies that are available to districts, that on that basis alone, I would want to be having a seat at the table.
Yeah, I think those are really good points. I think you nailed it, Mike, from what you just said in listening to the discussion. And these as in any association you belong to, if you don't participate, you are going to question at some point. We all belong to different entities, and if you're not, you don't have a seat at the table. And in this case, Dr. Welton does have a seat at the table. She's on the same board you spoke about, then you probably aren't going to see the benefits. And it was pointed out to Mr. Larson and some others that they don't participate, that they sometimes spend a half hour, an hour at the Anchorage meeting, but they don't actually take advantage of the benefits. And I think Dr. Welton pointed out a good point, that when she has been in Juneau, there's a lot of issues that come up in committee hearings, and that somebody from the association is there, you know, to testify, and they don't have to fly somebody because they're speaking jointly as for all the districts across the state, and there's, you know, the power in numbers.
Right.
So
right.
Well, we'll see what happens with this, but I would hope that the board, the people that on the board that are for this, are reaching out to ex-school board members like yourself and asking them to maybe come in and talk about the advantages that maybe some board members there are missing out on because they aren't participating, and encouraging them to take part of it. Because I think that the organization on a whole, it's kind of like AML, you know, Alaska Municipal League. It's kind of the same conversation. You get people that don't want to pay the membership to AML, but they always are the ones that don't take advantage of what AML offers, classes or their trip to Juneau or those kind of things. So I think there's some continuity there between the two. So we'll see how that comes out. They've kicked it down the road. Maybe they'll invite them back to speak with them or get some more questions answered. I think member Rutherford, who was a little exasperated by the conversation, I think, said, you know, I want our concerns written down and sent to them and give them an opportunity to answer to them, because it's a lot of vague, you know, talk right now.
Right.
And it's not serving us well. And everybody, you know, can start with the part where they're all in agreement. They want it to be a benefit, that the cost needs to have a benefit to it, but they need to look and see whether they're not getting a benefit because they aren't participating.
Right. It's hard to, you know, right. As you're describing it, there's this possibility that there are some members of the board that are going in with no intention of or no experience, I put it that way, no past experience of mm-hmm. for one reason or another, maybe because of employment or whatever preferences they have of not taking advantage of what's been offered. So, well,
yeah.
That'll be it'll be interesting to see. That's a big decision.
Yeah. I think so too. So that was kind of the crux of it. They, you know, they had at the very end of it, they did have some, you know, member comments, but a lot of them had to do with, and I don't know if you were able to see it, Mike, but it was terrific. The Facebook Live budget presentation that Superintendent Goya and the communications director did last week. So it was sort of the what they normally do is go around and give three or four of these across the core and up in the north and all around. There's quite a cost to do that. And the public participation, as in a lot of public meetings, as you and I both know, Mike, because we go to them, aren't always fully participated in. And this year they decided to do a Facebook Live event with the entire budget, with the superintendent presented it. And I have to say, she did a terrific job. They both looked very relaxed. It was lower level, not that high level accounting stuff that no one could understand. They've gotten over 2,000 hits on the video, which is, you know, it was a lengthy video. So people are, they're reaching people that normally would not know what's going on in the budget. And apparently they're going to do more of these kind of things.
Right. And I just wanted to say that next week on Wednesday, at 8 a.m., the superintendent will be here with Jillian Morrissey, and she'll be talking about the budget on the Inside the Schools program, and we will be taking calls at that point. So if someone has had an opportunity to perhaps look at that video, go over the materials, has questions, she's going to talk a little bit. She's not going to, since she's done all of this other work, she's not going to go through a long description of the budget, but she'll be available to answer questions, call in, and we'll be promoting that on Facebook, et cetera. And it'll be the
That's
line
great.
We always use, the one you're using, 745-8900. So that'll be next Wednesday, 8 a.m.
That's great. Yeah, I think that that's a, I love that they're trying these new ways of reaching out to the public. And this is where people are getting their information now. And what was great about this is if you couldn't be there during the presentation, and they were live answering questions as people were posting them. I've seen Senator Murkowski do this very effectively too. I couldn't be at the live event, but I was able to listen to it later, and they were already, people were doing that and posting questions, and they were answering them on their Facebook page. So
there you go.
Excellent way to do it. I hope the borough picks up on this, because I think it really shows the strength of that. The other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, Mike, is there is an external audit at the request of the school district being done right now. There's a little confusion. They always have audits. They're required by law to have an audit every year about their budget having to do with funding. But this is an actual hire and external people to come in. As the superintendent put, they want to hear the good and what they're doing well and what they can improve upon for efficiencies. And I don't think that they've done one of these external audits for a while, or if they have done it. And she's very excited to see what they have to say. And they are going to present that at the Joint School Board Assembly meeting. I think it's the first week in April. And they'll present it to their own board, too. But she's pretty clear about knowing, you know, how well they're doing, and they're going to be not just comparing them to themselves, they're going to be comparing them to the same size school and like schools in other places. So that's important. It's not just an audit that's saying, yeah, you've got your books are right here in Alaska. They're actually comparing them to other models of education in other places in the country of their peers. And I think that's going to be really important how it comes out, and it could really be their, you know, their guidance going forward and what they do with what comes out of that audience. Plus, it's a good time to do it and get it out there before they get their final budgeting from the borough, so that they actually have some evidence of what they're doing well and what their plan of improvement is if they aren't doing something so well, and get that out of the way. So I'm excited to see how that comes out.
Well, exciting times at the school district, no doubt about it. We have a few minutes left, and I was wondering whether you wanted to touch on the upcoming agenda for the borough assembly.
So we can do that, Mike. As it turns out, there is not a heck of a lot on the agenda. It sounds like they're still formulating it.
Okay.
And, you know, it's posted, but, you know, with the caveat that it's still under consideration. So there's an award for some work at the Brett Memorial Ice Arena.
Okay.
And there's going to be a presentation on a tax cap and the school district funding formula. So that ought to be interesting. And there's going to be a presentation and discussion regarding MTA's possible reduction of services.
Oh.
So I think that they have purposely got a light agenda, because those are some pretty big topics.
Well, you've caught my attention with the possible reduction of services. Any sense of what that might be?
I don't know. You know, I saw not long ago that they were going to be dropping their TV service and going to a streaming mechanism.
Oh.
But maybe they're doing away with their business services now. I'm not sure. So I guess we'll see next Tuesday. They also have on the agenda an executive session involving consideration of the borough records request, records that are, let's see, it says, to discuss matters involving consideration of borough records that by law are not subject to public disclosure, and discussion of matters subject to the attorney-client privilege.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's just a disclaimer. Sorry. It's the potential LNG thing again. With the federal,
okay. Because that's been...
And your favorite topic, Mike. The MB is sitting in a discussion on potential resolution.
Oh, finally, yes, because hanging
that's
out there.
Session, so.
I wonder if anyone has been able to give a recent report about what the MV Susitna is actually doing, where it is. I would love to see a picture of it in its new home.
I would too. That'd be fascinating, wouldn't it be?
Well, maybe we should check with Patty Sullivan and see if she can reach out and make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
Well, Citizen Lobbyists, this has been a wonderful discussion and description of some things happening in the background and continuing on. So, enjoy the day. We'll see what happens with all the snow coming down and then the sun coming out. And take care out there.
All right. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.